The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. This is the 4 o'clock hour, although you probably already knew that. And you may or may not know this. My phone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Well, let's turn from the world of politics to something much, much more pleasant. And I say this all the time. It gets harder and harder and harder for skeptics to deny the validity of the Bible, and in fact, the validity of Christianity, and indeed, the validity of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I mean, it just gets harder and harder. All right, what am I talking about? Well, one of the attacks of the skeptics concerning Christ and his deity. Bible-believing Christians believe in the Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, co-equal, co-eternal, equal in every way, and yet distinct. Yeah, hey, explaining completely the Trinity is way above my pay grade, folks. I don't understand all of it because it's miraculous, it's supernatural. And if it is miraculous and supernatural, it is infinite. And if it's infinite, it is not possible for a finite mind to comprehend infinity. So I think you understand that. But I think there is an abundant amount of proof and evidence of the existence of God as creator, and that the fact that Jesus was indeed God. And of course, this is one of the main points. One of the main points of contention between genuine Christians and Mormons. And I don't want to go into the attack mode. I don't want to be unkind in any way because, hey, Mormons are some of the kindest, nicest, most respectful people, hardworking, generous, moral, some of the sweetest, nicest people you will ever meet in your life. But they're just wrong when it comes to their doctrinal belief. Mormons do not believe in the Trinity. Mormons do not believe that Jesus was God in the flesh. He was the Son of God. And according to the Mormons, there are many, many gods in the universe. We just have our God just happens to be one of maybe millions of gods. We don't know how many gods there are in the universe. We have our own personal God, who is Jehovah. And Jehovah was a human being at one time. And he ascended through the ranks and finally became a God. Not the God, but he became a God. And he had spirit children. And we are all his spirit children. We used to exist, honestly. And again, I'm not trying to be facetious or cruel in any way. But if you study Mormon doctrine, it is far closer to science fiction than it is the Bible. But they do not believe that Jesus Christ is God in the flesh, that Jesus is eternal and co-equal with God. They do not believe that. Well, neither do most of the skeptics. And one thing that I have heard for years is that this whole thing of Jesus being considered God is fairly new. They didn't believe that when Jesus was on the earth. They didn't believe that in the first century, second century, third century. It came about much, much later that some Christian somewhere dreamed up this whole concept that Jesus is God. Well, a new archaeological discovery, and you know I love this stuff. Here's the headline. Ancient Christian Church Discovered in Israel. It's written in an interesting way. It says, the end is nigh at Armageddon, at least for an old Israeli prison near the ancient ruins of Megiddo. By tradition, the site of the apocalyptic biblical battle between good and evil. All right, here's the story. Back in 2005, there is a prison at Megiddo. Now, I've been to Megiddo, I think, three times. I don't remember seeing this prison. I may have. But it's a very old Israeli prison, and it was a maximum security prison. Well, they needed to expand it. Well, in Israel, before you build anything, before you put one shovel in the dirt, before you get one bulldozer in, you have to have archaeologists come in and do a preliminary excavation and dig to see if there might be any artifacts. It is very difficult to build in Israel because no matter where you build, there's a very good chance you're going to uncover ancient artifacts. So when they back in 2005, they determined they were going to expand this old prison in Megiddo. Well, they uncovered the remains of a third century Christian church. Now, third century means the 200s. Third century, 200s, including a mosaic on the floor. And of course, if you know anything about Israeli archaeology, they put these beautiful mosaics on the floors everywhere, in synagogues and other buildings and so forth, government buildings, even in homes. And the mosaic, now remember, this is sometime in the 200s. The mosaic refers to God, Jesus Christ. In other words, in the 200s, there was a Christian church that affirmed that Christians, even as early as the 200s, believed that Jesus was indeed God. Well, the archaeologists got really, really excited when they uncovered this back in 2005. It says, quote, when the Christian prayer hall was first found beneath the prison, we were all excited. This is one of the main archaeologists. We were all excited, well, for 1 minute. And then we realized, oh, it's in a maximum security prison, so we'll never actually be able to do anything with it. Well, that was in 2005. Now the government of Israel has decided the prison is too old, it is too decayed, and they're going to move the prison and tear down the old one, which means now the archaeologists in time will have unfettered access to the ruins of this ancient Christian church. And the archaeologists are very, very excited about what they may uncover here. But the most exciting thing is for these skeptics who say, nobody believed that Jesus was God until the 700s. Some would say the 1200s. Some would say as early as the 700s. This is the 200s. And the mosaic uncovered at this early ancient Christian church, without any doubt, says God, Jesus Christ. And of course, Hebrew goes not from left to right, but right to left. So it would be Jesus Christ, God. As I say constantly, does this discovery in and of itself validate the Bible or even validate the deity of Christ? Not by itself, but it is just another one of thousands and thousands and thousands of pieces of the puzzle. And as I always say when I discuss these stories, multiple thousands of archaeological digs that have corroborated, validated Scripture, and not one contradicts Scripture. Here's another piece in the puzzle. That's great. Don't ever, ever, ever be ashamed or embarrassed to say that you believe the Bible.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, the United Nations has been in the news a lot the last 48 hours. Of course, we had the 16-year-old from Sweden. I want to say this kindly, but I mean truthfully. We saw a 16-year-old throw a temper tantrum on the floor of the United Nations. That's what she did. She screamed, she yelled, she shouted, she threatened people with no facts, no proof whatsoever. Just hysteria. And if you watch the clip and listen to it, she's hysterical. That is the definition of hysterical. And she has become the darling of the liberal left. Then, of course, Donald Trump was there. He dropped by the climate summit. At first, he wasn't going to go at all. He dropped by and said, hey, I believe we should have a clean climate. I don't think we should pollute, and so on and so forth. But then the big news for us was that he gave an historic speech at the United Nations on religious freedom. To my knowledge, the first president in history to give a speech at the United Nations devoted solely to religious freedom. It was historic, and yet the mainstream media either ignored it or criticized him for it. For instance, our own Channel 10 here in Columbus, on their webpage today, here is the headline from Channel 10. At UN, Trump focuses on religious freedom, not climate. First paragraph. President Donald Trump made his political priorities clear Monday within an hour of arriving at the United Nations for a three-day visit. He breezed by a major climate change summit, and that is in red letters, to focus instead on religious persecution, an issue that resonates with his evangelical supporters. So in other words, according to Channel 10 here in Columbus, religious freedom and persecution, it's only important to a bunch of religious fanatics. Those are the only people who care about it. And then we have USA Today. Trump pushes religious freedom theme at UN, but critics say it clashes with his own record at home. It was a great speech. It really was. My only disappointment with the president's speech was he didn't name names. He didn't mention China. He didn't mention North Korea. He did not mention some of the worst violators of religious freedom in the world. And I'm very disappointed that he didn't do that. But he announced $25 million in funding to protect religious freedom. He said, we're urging every nation to increase the prosecution and punishment of crimes against religious communities. There could be no greater crime than that. Too often people in positions of power preach diversity while silencing, shunning, or censoring the faithful. True tolerance means respecting the right of all people to express their deeply held religious beliefs. Then he said, let's get this, and keep in mind that our local Channel 10, now it's an Associated Press story, but Channel 10 chose to run it. This is from President Trump. An estimated 11 Christians are killed every single day for following the teachings of Christ. 11 Christians die every day simply because they are followers of Jesus Christ. And according to the mainstream media, that's not really important. It's only important to his evangelical supporters. But there is good news out of the United Nations. I am absolutely shocked, pleasantly so, that yesterday, in fact, let me just read from the report. The United Nations released an unprecedented report on anti-Semitism yesterday, which pointed out that the frequency appears to be increasing. Seriously? The United Nations admits that anti-Semitism is a problem and it is increasing? The report stressed that the prevalence of anti-Semitic attitudes and the risk of violence against Jewish individuals and sites is significant. It's actually a powerfully worded report from the United Nations acknowledging that anti-Semitism is a real problem. The report cites three sources that fuel anti-Semitism. Number one, growing use of anti-Semitic tropes by white supremacists, including neo-Nazis and members of radical Islamic groups. Wow. From the United Nations? Yeah. Number two, anti-Semitic narratives are tropes in the course of expressing anger at policies or practices of the government of Israel. And number three, objectives, activities, and effects of the boycott, divestment, sanctions movement, the BDS movement. The United Nations says the BDS movement, which is being promoted by several members of our U.S. Congress, proudly, loudly, and not just Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar. There are several other congressmen and women in our U.S. Congress that are promoting this BDS movement, boycott, divestment, sanctions movement. And here is the United Nations saying this movement is increasing anti-Semitism. The report said that in the U.S., in 2017, 58% of all religiously motivated bias were driven by anti-Semitic bias. In other words, Jews are the most persecuted people in America. That's the United Nations. No, not Muslims. No, not Muslims. Jews. The most persecuted, the most harmed, injured religious group in America are Jews. And as you and I know, anti-Semitism is increasing, but I never expected this from the United Nations. In fact, to my knowledge, and I want to make that clear, to my knowledge, this is the first time I have ever read anything positive about Israel from the United Nations. Everything the United Nations does or says about Israel is negative. That, my friends, is a very, very pleasant and long overdue surprise. Good for them, and we can rejoice.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.